Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, February 24th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District. Birthdays, original baseball Hall of Famer Honus Wagner, born this day in 1874. From the Hall of Fame.
One of the Hall of Fame's five original inductees, Honus Wagner combined rare offensive and defensive excellence throughout a 21-year career. Despite his awkward appearance, stocky, barrel-chested, and bow-legged, Wagner was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1936.
And if you find a Honus Wagner baseball card, hold on to it. You may be able to retire early. On this day in history, on February 24th, 1803, the landmark Marbury versus Madison Supreme Court decision, establishing the right of the court to declare laws passed by Congress to be unconstitutional.
And as a result, he declared a law of Congress unconstitutional.
And from then on, established the precedent for judicial review.
Judicial review.
Judicial review, which is the court's greatest power. It only the Supreme Court can say what the Constitution is.
In 1836, William Barrett Travis sends his letter from the Alamo, asking for help, but defiantly vowing to fight to the last man.
If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due to his own honor and that of his country. Victory or death.
At the top of the charts in 1980, Freddie Mercury and Queen with Crazy Little Thing Called Love. On the KETR events calendar, come on out and learn something new. A&M Commerce is offering a workshop that'll guide you through the networking tool LinkedIn. This event will help to mold your job searching skills and help boost your network. Be there Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Business Administration Building, room 345. A LinkedIn workshop Tuesday night at A&M Commerce. Our thought for the day as we observe Black History Month, success is not measured by the position one has reached in life, rather by the obstacles overcome while trying to succeed. Thank you, Booker T. Washington. Okay. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
Blake, the education agency, Texas Education Agency, recently approved the new high school graduation requirements, which we have been talking about from time to time. Now, this includes five so-called endorsements, similar to college majors. So just tell us more about that.
Well, it gives a student a little more flexibility than what we had with the 4x4. The big argument for a lot of people is that in the 4x4, that what we've had in the past, it was every student basically was going to college. And then we all know the statistics show that really probably 35% of students that start at a four-year college only graduate from, only 35% or, percent or so students graduate from four-year college. They do other things. Not every student's made for college. I think what's important to understand, though, that every kid, though, if they're really going to get where they need to be, will need some type of post-high school education. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say they're just not for college, but it might be a technical school, or it might be a trade school, or just something to help them get prepared for whatever vocation they're gonna have. So with that thought in mind, the state legislature, in their infinite wisdom, which actually it's House Bill 5, and they listened to us, which is good. And we got the testing reduced, which you've heard me be very opinionated on that matter. Give the districts and students opportunities to go in different ways so they can take classes that will meet their interest level. Now, there's several layers of this. One of the things we're going to have to do now, every eighth grader is going to have a personal graduation plan, like in college, to have a degree plan. We've got to sit down with parents by law and plan out their high school career. Now, with that thought in mind, they can change. But the law says we will have to sit down with eighth grade parents and then and plan this out with their students.
Are you going to have a meeting with them soon?
Yes, we will. The thing is, we are now taking what the State Board of Education has said we can do, because they're the ones that basically took the law and said, this is what we're going to require. And now we got that 2 weeks ago. We're in the process now putting together. We've been meeting Mr. Alderman, Ms. Sturch. They've been meeting with the high school staff, with the teachers, trying to come up with a plan, and the principals to say this is what we're going to offer. An important piece of that is going to be some local options, which is Algebra 2. If you've been following this in the news, Algebra 2, it's controversial. The state board said we're not going to require Algebra 2 for graduates. That's a local option, as is speech and health. So what we're going to do within almost every one of our endorsements, we're going to require Algebra 2. And the reason why is because a lot of those other endorsements will need college education, post-high school, where an ACT, SAT score will be necessary. Algebra 2 will help prepare them for those tests to get into colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. So it's real important that we continue to prepare the kids for life after high school. I mean, our motto is we want our students to be future ready. And so whatever that future is, we want them to be ready.
We're talking with Blake Cooper, who's the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, about the new changes in high school graduation requirements, which will start this fall.
Yes, for freshmen.
The kids coming in this fall as freshmen.
Yes.
This will apply to them. Now, they will still be taking some basic courses in common other than the Algebra 2 that you mentioned.
Well, it's amazingly similar to a college. You know, your first 2 years are basics. And really, in high school, we're doing the same thing. Those first 2 years are basics. It's that third year. You can start in some areas as a sophomore, but most of them, as you get in that junior and senior year, you're going to have opportunities to take courses that will be more to your liking, more of what your future might be. If it's career and tech, if you want to be a welder, then we have a CTE program right now at Paris Junior College that starts preparing you and getting you certifications for welding. That's one of the number one jobs right now in Northeast Texas. We can't get enough. I mean, there's not enough welding schools or positions in order to get out there for what the jobs are being demanded by. So we're excited about that in our career and tech area. We got some neat announcements coming up here, hopefully within the next month or two on that. We'll have to rely on virtual classrooms, distance learning. I mean, in order to offer everything we want to offer our kids, we can't do it by ourselves. We're going to have to work with other school districts in the area to provide these opportunities, and that's what's so excited about what we have going.
Mm-hmm. Arts and humanities, business and industry, public services, multidisciplinary studies, and then the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Those are the areas?
Yes.
Well, this all starts in the fall, and I know then fairly soon you'll be having those meetings with the 8th grade
yes,
parents.
Yes, please, and I will use KTR to help get those announcements out. But and I'll send out a school messenger. So many parents they love to hear my voice, especially when it's time for school to be out because
right.
of bad weather. But we are in the process of planning those meetings. It's going to be very important that parents show up for that.
Well, Blake, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Enjoyed it.
As always, you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.